Hello, folks. Good Monday. Hope you had a good weekend. I've got a lot of ground to cover, so I'm going to dive right in and talk about the Israeli-Palestinian conflict. As is often the case, I'll be approaching this from a very unorthodox position. So if you can handle that, give this a listen and see for yourself that what I'm about to tell you is an absolutely unpleasant truth, but the truth nonetheless. Other than hearing me out, I only ask that if you have a young son or daughter, or if you know a friend or family member who is about to enter college, convince them to listen to this, because what I have to say, they're simply not going to hear anywhere else. Bribe them with pizza, or threaten them with something unpleasant, either the carrot or the stick, whatever seems appropriate, but get them to listen. I believe a good solid chair and some duct tape would work really well too. Of course, if they are a few years older, a couple of beers or drinks would probably do the trick. The conflict that has been taking place in and around Palestine goes back a very long time, but in this case, I'm referring to roughly the 7th century, coinciding with the birth of Islam. Since that time, Islam has been at war with many others, most notably, perhaps, being the Christians, who engaged in 3 holy wars with Islam. What many people may not understand is that the current conflict between Israel and Hamas is not a conflict between Israel and the Palestinians per se. Very specifically, it is the Muslim population, regardless if they consider themselves Arabs or Palestinians or whatever, that quite simply want to annihilate the Jews and the state of Israel. I know both Christian and non-Christian or non-religious Palestinians that don't have a problem with Jews or the state of Israel. Unfortunately, the Muslim Arabs and Palestinians all live in the same areas as the non-Muslims. And as he explained this to me, they are using the non-Muslims as cover and human shields, basically. So it's very easy for the Muslims to hurl missiles at Israel, then just withdraw into the general population. So what's Israel supposed to do? You see, Muslims, regardless if they refer to themselves as Sunni or Shiite, is the semantically nuanced equivalent of someone describing the differences between a psychopath and a sociopath. Muslims possess a pathological hatred of Jews. It may be well concealed, but it is there, ready to be activated at a moment's notice. And for those of you old enough to know this meaning, they are true Manchurian candidates when it comes to the Jews. And here's a brief message I promise you don't have to prostrate or blow yourself up for. If you're a new YouTuber, or you've been doing this for a while, but haven't heard of them, TubeBuddy has just about everything you need to help your channel grow. And the 2 great things about it is, first, it's extremely simple and intuitive to use. And second, they're offering a really special sweet deal for using my affiliated TubeBuddy link in the description below. I think it's a really sweet deal on an excellent YouTube growth service. And if you're not totally happy with TubeBuddy, you can kick my ass. Well, not literally, and it's a figure of speech, but I use TubeBuddy, and I think it's great. And you have nothing to lose, so give it a try. You'll be glad you did. Now, back to the show. The ultimate goal of Islam, regardless of how long it takes or by what means it is accomplished, is to convert every person, whether they want to or not, to Islam. They won't stop until this is accomplished. Don't believe me? Just read the news about the massive social turmoil and degeneration, a great deal of that being rape, to the formerly stable countries that have welcomed Islam with open arms. In formerly peaceful and stable countries such as Sweden, Denmark, and Britain, to name a few, breaking the laws and destroying property, yet demanding governmental concessions due to their culture and the laws of Islam. Sound familiar? At this very moment in history, Islam's focus is the absolute annihilation of the state of Israel. That is not hyperbole. That is a historically and presently self-evident fact. And just in case, if you should need some reminding, the latest conflict, which began October 7th of 23, was started by Hamas hurling missiles into Israel, mostly killing young innocent civilians who basically were just hanging out at clubs and dancing, not hurting anyone, just trying to enjoy life. Despite all the idiotic banter that you hear on the 6 o'clock news, the same idiotic banter that has been filling my ears for the last 40 years, the simple truth is we just cut to the chase. If we have an idiotic 7th century religion that the only fucking thing they want in this world, besides 72 virgins when they go to heaven for blowing themselves up or some other idiotic reason to destroy the infidel, is to destroy Israel and completely annihilate the Jews. That is the truth. It is actually no more freaking complex than that. Now, of course, there are countless neoliberal apologists and sycophants for Islam who come to Islam's defense at every opportunity. One of their most popular and successful catchphrases being radical Islam.
All the Muslims don't do terrible things like that. Only radical Muslims.
Get the hell out of my face. What if they would have tried to use that phrase for the Nazis at the Nuremberg trials?
Well, you see, the other people did that because they were bad, radicalized Nazis. But these Nazis are not guilty because they weren't radicalized.
What a cock of shit. Those, or the neoliberals, are the kinds of creatures that have wormed their way into colleges and universities across America. And regardless of any rational objective measure or criteria, would probably suck the scaly, satanic, and pedophilic dick of Islam itself on worldwide broadcast if it satisfied their masochistic tendencies to prostrate and subjugate themselves and their entire families for Islam. I believe what's important is there are some things which a person and a society should have absolutely zero tolerance for. And two of those things that I believe any rational person should be against are Nazism and Islam. And yes, I group Islam with Nazism, because relatively speaking, the horrors of Nazism actually pale in comparison to the several centuries of Islamic atrocities. Nazism was around and did what it did to humanity for roughly 12 years, from 1933 to 45. Islam has been around since the 7th century, And you can certainly believe that the total number of deaths and unspeakable atrocities committed by and in the name of Islam in all that time certainly exceeds the death toll caused by the Nazis and all the Axis powers of World War II combined. No, I don't have exact numbers, facts, and figures, because I doubt very seriously if they were keeping such figures, or if such figures are available from the 7th century. But I don't believe that that in any way should negate my overall point. Unless, of course, you are an apologetic liberal sycophant of Islam, in which case it doesn't matter to you. If they walked into your house, raped and murdered your wife and daughter, stole everything of value, then burned your house to the ground, I understand that you would still be apt to prostrate yourself before them, endlessly stating that Allah is great. I apologize if I talked your ear off and what many
sensitive people
might consider to be an unpleasant and violent hate harangue. But I promised you a different opinion, and you got one. And you sure as hell ain't going to hear this on the 6 o'clock corporate-controlled news, or the ballless male talking heads staring into a corporate teleprompter saying exactly what they're told. In my opinion, as a realist, and therefore obviously an atheist, of all the religions in the world, including Christianity and all of its many branches, regardless of how idiotic or detached from objective truth and reality they may be, no religion, or even a quasi-religions such as Scientology, no religion even remotely begins to compare in its demonstrated capacity to destroy a thinking mind and subjugate human beings into mindless, subjugated, and subjugating thugs who, much like a virus or a cancer, only real purpose is to reproduce. If a person still possesses enough intelligence to reason, you will know why the word Islam means submission, because that is exactly what is required, that one surrenders all reason to practice it. Until next Monday or Friday, this is Ernest, wishing you peace and good things.